The tennis issue couldn't have come at a worse time for the Assembly. They're finalizing their 2014 operating budget and preparing a capital budget request to send to Juneau, among other things. The Assembly reordered the agenda to take care of more pressing issues and put tennis off until nearly the end of the night, on what was a marathon day for the body. So at around 10 o'clock, a woman waiting to testify on tennis walked up to the podium without giving her name.
I don't know what the heck this even is, but I am absolutely horrified at the way you guys are passing this around and not doing things in order. And we ought to be, we've had the tennis people down here. We're here to testify on something important.
Ma'am, we'll get to you. Thank you. Thank you.
The woman then walked out. About an hour later, testimony was allowed. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall acknowledged the delay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, our apologies. We know that a lot of you are here to talk about tennis courts. This is what we run in sometimes when we have a lot of testimony and we get things backed up.
The Assembly's been considering whether or not to fund the Northern Lights Recreation Center, which would include indoor tennis courts. The legislature approved millions of dollars for the project, but the Assembly never asked for it. Tennis Association officials admitted they spoke with Mayor Dan Sullivan about the project and then lobbied Juneau directly, but didn't consult the Assembly. Racing the clock toward midnight, testimony from bleary-eyed supporters sounded like this.
My name's Matt Hemry. I think the Alaska Tennis Association did everything that we thought we were doing correctly to pass this project through the public process.
My name is Scott Kohlhaas. I'm also currently serving as the president of the Alaska Tennis Association. The issues that are going to be decided this fall and tonight are the issues of whether or not high school tennis as a program is going to live or whether we're going to let it die.
I'm Zarina Clendaniel. I support building a public indoor tennis facility.
But Assembly members didn't sound convinced and had questions about the appropriation. Anchorage Representative Lindsay Holmes, who holds a seat on the House Finance Committee, reportedly secured money for the project. Assemblymember Bill Starr said he'd been doing some research on how the funding came about and spoke with Republican Representative Bill Stoltz, co-chair of the House Finance Committee.
I reached out to Bill Stoltz, and he agreed to meet with me today, along with Chairman Hall and Mr. Trombley. And when I gave him the story that I had, and maybe it is a story, I said, "What's your story, Mr. Stoltz?" And we sat there in a totally good way, and Mr. Trombley and Mr. Hall, they said that Lindsay Holmes was told that she could have $4 million for her district for that project. Does that make any difference in terms of legislative intent coming out of Juneau?
Mayor Sullivan admitted it was his office that came up with the $10.5 million amount. The Assembly Chair says the body will likely take a vote on proposals related to the issue at their next meeting, Tuesday, December 3rd. The two proposals on the table would allocate less money for the project. Earlier in the evening, the Assembly approved requesting $10.5 million for the facility in next year's capital budget request to Juneau. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.